Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, it is that time of the day here on In the Loop. Call Neil's here filling in for Figgy Fig on this mixtape. You got Chris Partee and Luke Morrow filling in for Reggie Altuve and John Lopez because maybe they were lazy. Who knows? Maybe they just got tired of the new year already and they just had to take a break. But
they're probably tired of this meaningless game on Sunday. Like, we don't need to talk about this anymore.
I don't see
in the playoffs.
Well, let's kind of distract ourselves real quick with Figgy's mixtape. I'll be doing it. First off, I just want to ask y'all, what did y'all think of the controversial non-targeting call in the Texas-Arizona State game? By the way, great game. But if targeting was called there, I think it's fair to say that Arizona State wins that game. But what do y'all think of that that call?
I think targeting is a lot like the catch in the NFL. Like, I don't even know what targeting is anymore.
Yeah.
For real.
I thought it should have been targeting.
Yeah, definitely should have been targeting. But, you know, it's these referees. They're always not in the right place at the right time. They're always missing something.
Yeah. It's a tough job. I always defend referees. I used to referee. I mean, obviously not at that level, just Little League or whatever. It's tough, but in the case of targeting, like, that's also why you have video review and,
yeah,
you know, you can buzz down and such, or just like in the NFL where they let the play unfold so they could go back and review it if they need to overturn it. And that's why video's there. And, you know, to still get the call wrong is not good.
It's egregious.
Yeah, I mean, there had to be intent. A drive-in of the crown and the helmet? They did hit helmet to helmet, but it just was, I guess, they didn't really lead the leading to the crown with the crown of the helmet, I guess.
There wasn't enough of the crown of the helmet, apparently.
I guess so. But, you know, I was thinking, man, these officials always get negative criticism. But what about times where they just make us laugh or smile? Well, I've gathered a couple of clips here today to share to y'all some funny officiating moments. We got, of course, some NFL, college football, got a hockey one, got a baseball one. I got a very wild one too. You'll hear that in a moment. But first, probably my favorite funny officiating call. This was I don't know what year it was, but it was University of Maryland versus NC State, and the wearing the white hat that day was our good old friend Ron Cherry.
Personal foul, 69. Offense. He was giving them the business. He played it there.
I actually remember that one.
I love that.
Personal file, 69.
Number 69. Giving him the business.
It just happened to be. But, you know, what most people don't know is that there's an OG to it. And I'll pull this up right here. Ben Dreith, do y'all know Ben Dreith, that whole story where he sued the NFL for age discrimination?
A referee?
I don't remember this. Huh.
Yeah, so he sued the NFL because when he turned 65, the NFL tried to move him to demote him to in the replay booth, but he said no. And then he got moved to line judge, who he's something that he's never done before. But and they fired him. He sued and won that lawsuit. It's an interesting case. I only read about it this morning when I was looking up these clips.
Yeah,
but I thought it was pretty cool. But here is the OG call about a player giving someone, quote unquote, the business.
Kelly played that low snap and throws it away. He saw Bell was well covered, and Marty Lyons all over
it's gone.
Jim Kelly. Now, Kelly may have said something to Lyons, and players from both sides heading out of the field.
Foul.
I'll pick this up.
On number 99 of the defense, after he tackled the quarterback, he's giving them business down.
That's good.
What does that even mean?
So it's apparently a common term about what goes on like in the pile. That video, I forgot the Jets player's name, so pardon me, but Jim Kelly, the quarterback for the Bills, got tackled. And then you can see the Jets player like basically like being down. You can see Dreith, if I mispronounce his name, apologize, but he's like doing this motion like he's punching to the ground. He was gunned down there and giving them the business.
That's always been one of my favorite expressions. I don't think it's even used enough. Giving someone the business.
Giving somebody the business.
Yeah. We had a father always used to say that for our AAU basketball team because we'd get killed a lot. Like, man, they gave you the business. I always love that expression.
Sticking to the NFL, I mean, I feel like everyone, if you watch football quite a bit, you've definitely seen Ed Hockley.
Oh, yeah.
Luke, you know some Ed Hockley.
Of course, absolutely.
Well, he's
Mr.
known.
Biceps.
He's known for the biceps, of course, but he's also known to really explain his calls in a lot of detail and also in some funny ways. I got two of them here. There's a lot of these on the internet you can find, but here's two of them that I found I really enjoyed. And starting out with an interesting reason why holding was not taken place.
No foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
I love that one. I love that.
I love all these explanations. The more details, the better. And also, Hockley's notorious. Nobody talked on the microphone more than Ed Hockley.
No.
He used to give the longest explanations. He just loved to hear himself talk. And his son, Sean's now, he's the same way,
yeah,
too.
I was going
to
say, doesn't he have a son now that is a referee?
He's a referee in the NFL.
Yep.
Apple does not fall far from the tree.
They like to be on the mic.
Yeah, well, at least with Hockley, I was talking to Chris about this. I love it when officials explain the situation. I don't like they just give the call and that's it. If officials, in my humble opinion, explain more of the call, the process of them making that call, I think it be more open. I think fans wouldn't really go at them so much. That's kind of how I see it.
I agree.
Do you think we're starting to see a little more of that? Or do you think it's a case where the individual referee is taking it upon themselves to do it? Or they're being told to explain a little bit for the casual fan?
I think it's more casual, but I think it has to be something more league-wide for every sport, every organization. Because again, if you want less controversy, especially with what happened in the Miami Louisville game with the touchdown at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
Yeah, that was a nightmare for the ACC. By the way, they use a replay booth in like their headquarters. It's not like up to the officials on the field.
Every conference, just like the NFL, all these leagues do. These college conferences should do the same thing. Every conference should have a headquarters where you review everything and have a command center to try to make it easier.
Sticking to Ed Hockley, he had this great moment in the Pro Bowl.
Yes, there are penalties in the Pro Bowl. Defense number 24. The ball is placed at the 1 yard line. First down.
Listen to all the boos. They didn't like that.
It's the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, what do you expect? They should have been booing spending money to go to the Pro Bowl.
Now, do you know what year that was of the Pro Bowl?
That's on me. I probably should have found out.
No, you're good. I was just wondering.
I feel like that was maybe like early 2010s.
Okay, because at one point, players actually played hard.
Absolutely.
In these all-star games, Pro Bowl, whatever you want to say. But more recently, last, 10, 15 years, you could pick a sport.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. The effort is just not there. They don't care.
That was 2013, by the way.
That was 2013.
Okay, yeah. I was close. Dang.
Okay, yeah, you're very close. Good job.
I mean, remember when Sean Taylor lit up Brian Moorman?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
And I remember
didn't he like break his like sternum or something like that? Busted his sternum?
He drilled him. I remember talking to Jack Youngblood, name drop, about the Pro Bowl way back when. That was the 70s, 80s. He broke his leg in the Super Bowl. He still played in the Pro Bowl like the next week. It really used to mean something back in the day. These guys wanted to compete and win. And now it's like a two-hand touch game, whatever they turned it into.
Like, literally, it's like a flag football game or something like that.
It's a waste of time is what it is.
What do y'all think of the games that they do, like the pass accuracy and all that stuff?
Don't watch it. I don't care.
The competition stuff?
Yeah.
You know, if I'm home and it's on, I'll watch some, but I'm not going out of my way.
Yeah. If it was taking place in my backyard, I'd shut the blinds.
Would you really? You wouldn't even try to go get involved?
Man. No, I don't want to embarrass myself.
I mean, they're NFL players. They know you're no good already.
I don't need to.
You don't need to
prove it.
Confirm it.
I got to make them think. Maybe this Uncle Rico over here has got something.
Let's go back into the college ranks, specifically in the FCS. Stephen F. Austin was taken on East Texas A&M. Not many people probably heard this, but it happened back in November of last year. That's weird to say that now. But anyway...
You're talking about last month, last week, December last year? Is that what you
said?
Literally.
November. Oh, you said November. Okay. All right. I take it back.
So a few weeks ago.
Sure. Yeah. But this happened, and it's not just us. It's not just broadcasters that have hot mic incidents.
Holding. It is number 51 offense. That pass declines. Fourth down.
Decline. It's going to be fourth down.
I just declined the penalty.
They marked the ball.
Slow down.
They got the ball back to the 25, and now they're putting it back to the 15.
What about this?
Yeah.
I always love those moments.
You know, I'll say this. Coaches, almost any sport, pick a sport, at least back in the day, coaches are some of the most foul-mouthed people you will ever meet.
Well,
coaches.
Well, Chris, you'd be wrong there because it wasn't a coach. It was the official himself. Come on, man. We talked about this already.
We did earlier, right? Hey, man, that was a while ago. I forgot about it.
So the Southland Conference sent out a memo saying that the official was suspended. And I read this YouTube comment on there. I'm not saying it's reliable outright or not. But apparently, for context, this is what I'm reading off of a YouTube comment. So take it however you will. But it does make sense. But the holding call, the umpire who was trying to place the ball, was placing the ball as if the penalty was accepted before the announcement was even made. But the coach declined the penalty, the SFA coach, Coach Carthel up there in Nacogdoches, declined the penalty. And he and the referee looked back and he's like, that's where the comic, I just declined the penalty, telling the umpire to slow down.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you ever want to get in this business or anything with mics, be sure you turn it off before you say anything that you're going to regret.
Just seriously. Be careful.
You're telling me YouTube comments aren't accurate? Because someone on YouTube today told me I look like Silent Bob on Ozempic.
That's live stream messages, though.
Oh, okay. Those count. Okay.
And
those count?
Going back real quick to the NFL, I wanted to play this classic right here.
Rodgers.
Hey, hey, hey. Pass interference. Defense number 40. The ball will be placed at slot and a foul. Automatic first down.
Hey.
I love it. We should, the referees, we should have more fun. Get the crowd engaged. When you're announcing a penalty, it's never a great thing. Well, unless it's on the other team, I guess, the visiting team. But I like that. Get the crowd engaged. Make it more of an entertainment piece, more fun. I'm all for it. I don't know if he was checking his microphone. I don't know what the point of him doing that was.
I feel like it was, but hey, either way, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and it's good.
Kind of another funny one on Alex Kemp. You had something to say about that, Chris? All right. Well, Alex Kemp, he was calling an intentional grounding penalty, and Geno Smith didn't like it, and it led to this great moment right here.
Intentional grounding. Offense number 7.
It's a 10-yard penalty. I'm talking to America here. Excuse me. It's a 10-yard penalty and a loss of down. I mean, second down.
That is the best line I've ever heard, Adam Official. We'll get to the penalty in a minute. He just told Geno Smith, I'm talking to America. Pete Carroll is livid.
I'm talking to America here. Come on.
That's good.
Give me a break. That one is good.
Yeah.
Like, Geno, this can't wait? 10 seconds? Really? You got to do this right now.
All right. All right. Well, not. I think we got a bit more time. I wanted to play this one because I thought this was. I think a lot of people, for those hockey fans out there. If I could find it. It's not there. Dang it. I forgot to save it. But either way. But
hockey fans feel the same way.
Wes McCauley, though.
We could find the sport on TV.
I
actually watch it.
I like the Wes McCauley 5-minute penalty for fighting. if y'all have YouTube up, check it out. But here's the last one. Tom Hallion had this to say to the Athletics dugout.
The call on the field is confirmed. The runner is out, and there was no blocking of the play.
Well, you see Tom just...
Okay. That got my attention.
Yeah. When I send it to you, once I send it to New York, it's their call.
Hey,
that's my mixtape.
Throw someone else.
It's out of my hands at that point.
You got a problem with it? Bring it up with them.
Bring it up with them.
Not my deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd do the same thing. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, The Drive with Clint Sterner and today Sean Bajani filling in for Ron. They are back out on the road. They're at Home Run Dugout in Katy. When we come back, we will work our way towards the top of the hour in the handoff with them. But before we do that, we have to draft the top games of the sports weekend. And we'll do that next.